Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Now that the false imitations of summer are past us, hopefully we can begin to transition into fall and winter. Of course, until hard freezes occur in succession, plant life will cling on. Every winter, homeowners and gardeners transition their gardens into dormancy, monitor their evergreens, or bring plants inside. Some of these things can be started soon, or later into winter. One of the first things a gardener can do to prepare for winter is to check the weather and plan their crop or landscape accordingly. Most plants can withstand nighttime temperatures in the 40s and 30s, but more tender species will begin to die back to the ground. It isn't until hard freezes below 32 degrees with or without wind chill that plants will be physically damaged by the cold. Tender perennials, as opposed to woody perennials, will die back to the ground in winter. Both types of plants will still have live roots that may still need to be watered in times lacking snow or rain. Many spring bulbs are planted in the early fall so that they may establish roots, undergo the necessary vernalization or chilling period, and then bloom in the spring. Most plants that survive in the soil and not above ground will need to be mulched or covered to improve their survivability if temperatures drop abnormally low. We'll never achieve permafrost, but sometimes even the soil needs added insulation. Conversely, some plants will still need to be brought to a warmer, stable environment to survive the winter. This can include potted plants and so-called tender bulbs, like tuberous begonia, caladium, calla, dahlia, and gladiolus. Any plant material should be inspected for rot or pests when you bring them inside to overwinter. If you find too bad of an infestation, the plant may need to be thrown away. Potted plants or temporarily potted plants will have lower feed and water requirements as they are brought to an environment with less photosynthetic opportunity. Bulbs, corms, and rhizomes will need to have the foliage removed and be cured or let to dry at warmer temperatures. Then, after a couple of weeks of curing, they can be kept in a place with cool temperatures, airflow, and around 50% humidity. The goal is to keep them somewhat dormant and stable, but not inhospitable. They can be covered in wood shavings, peat moss, newspaper, or another light, loose media. Always make sure to inspect overwintering plants through the winter for health concerns. Treat living plants with pesticides or insecticidal soap and make sure they aren't being overwatered. Tender bulbs should be thrown away or divided if possible, if they show signs of rotting or desiccation. When temperatures begin to warm in the spring, these plants can leave their shelter. It will still be important to watch for frosts and freezes in the early spring. While it can be a tough balance to preserve plants through winter, it can also be rewarding. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.